Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Remember, this show is all about providing you with real wealth and knowledge, some places that you'll just never be able to get anywhere else. And we really, I mean, our heroes are hand-selected. I mean, we had Mr. Olympia on, Frank Zane, which we're still getting emails and information and everybody. So just make sure you check out that episode on alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. This morning earlier, we had the CEO and chairman of the last free internet service, Net Zero, Mark Goldston, who could be reached at tunego.com, T-U-N-E-G-O.com. So let's talk about our next hero. She's a serial entrepreneur. I mean, she started a lot of different things. Professional speaker, published author, change catalyst, Isabel Banerjee from the Encore Catalyst. And you could reach her at growyourbiz.com. That's growyourbiz.com. Of course, you'll find the link on alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. Now, Isabel, let's talk about Encore, what Encore is, and really how you work with your clients, because you first of all, you do so many things, but I want to first start on this.
My pleasure, David. Encore Catalyst was created out of my own personal experience as a baby boomer, having sold my corporation in Canada, moved to Arizona, and trying to determine what I would do next in life. Basically, what I call is, and who am I now? I realized I wasn't alone in this predicament of determining what is the next step in life. And I created a concept to help baby boomers set the stage for the next and best performance of their lives, their Encore.
I mean, you have, and the thing is I got to share, and I know, Isabel, you're kind of shy about this, but I got to let the secret out. I mean, you were ranked Canada's top 100 women entrepreneurs for 7 consecutive years, Canada's top 100 most powerful women business owners. You were the founder and owner of a chemical brokerage firm, Fancorp, in Canada. How did you even get into that, grow that company, and what kind of impact has that made on your career and your life?
Well, it might surprise many people to know that I actually started as a Mary Kay consultant. And on the side, until I could sell enough mascara, I accepted the opportunity to relocate some excess chemical inventory for a couple of major producers here in the United States. That led to creating the identity of the Phantom Lady in the chemical industry and the founding of the corporation known as Fancore. That was my business for 20 years. Grew that from my dining room table, shoved the mascara aside eventually, from zero to later $14 million a year in sales.
But that's scary stuff. How do you do it? I mean, it's like the story that people go, yeah, no, she was just put in that position.
It was scary stuff. I mean, I began with no chemical education and no formal business education. And perhaps it was because I didn't know what I was doing that I made up on my own process that worked and that became the secret of my success.
Now, when you were with Mary Kay, what's one of the specific one or two skills that you learned from there that really you still carry on? Because, you know, with each and every job, we always learn something that helps to another, but we don't realize we're learning it when we're doing it.
Great question, and absolutely. Mary Kay has a phenomenal training program that teaches people how to deep dive into their own authenticity and make relationships with people, good structure on follow-up and systems. And that did. I used some of that training as I went on and built my chemical company.
Ah, just absolutely incredible. Now, you also have growyourbiz.com, and you work in particularly with women business owners to help them, as the name says, grow their business. But what is the experience for women business owners that differs from other owners?
Women entrepreneurs have the same challenges to grow businesses as male, and there are, but they also carry normally additional responsibilities. They're usually a care provider for others. They are trying to be supportive in their community, and they also have some physiological differences that at times can challenge us to keep all the balls in the air at the same time. That's why a peer advisory board of women only works very well, because as we say, you don't have a professional life or business life and a personal life. You have one whole life as a woman, and it's learning to balance that or integrate that that's the key to success. Mm.
And you're listening to me, David Kogan, with the Alliances Hero Show. Make sure you go and be part of the community. Go to alliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. Where you may have the opportunity to meet Isabel Banjeri. You could reach her at growyourbiz.com live in person at one of our Alliances experiences. We have roundtables and so many things going on. In fact, Isabel, you're part of Alliances. You're part of the community. You've been to our various events, roundtables, grand tables, and other things. Share with it really why you're part of it and what it's like to be surrounded, and maybe in particular, too, around other successful women.
Absolutely, and that's why I attend Alliances, because it's amazing the caliber of women that I meet there, and men, business owners, inventors, you know, disruptors, and it inspires me, gives me a different idea, and it also, I have fun. I really enjoy the conversation and the interaction at our meetings.
I read somewhere that you're a mistress, though, of self-invention, transformation, and growth to fit the part. So, Isabel, if you were once known as the Phantom Lady, I believe, too, why is that?
Because I have the ability to reinvent and transform to fit the part, what is ever necessary. That's my superpower. I can fit in any situation very quickly and relate to the people that I meet.
Give me an example of that.
Building a chemical company required me to sit at the CEO's table and also required me to become very good friends with the truck drivers that delivered my product. I sat on advisory boards in the government and gave my thoughts around how to advance small businesses in the country. And I traveled overseas and had tea at the communist headquarters in Beijing.
You really know how to adapt.
I do. I'm a catalyst and a changer.
So Isabel, you're going to be giving a speech to a group of young women. What would you tell them about being successful as a woman business owner, and in particularly how to really get ahead? Because you've done it so well, so successful, of something that you would have liked to have known and had someone like you speaking. And we've got a little less than a minute left.
The important ingredient for me is protect your confidence, build a community that will support you, and never stop learning.
Fantastic. Well, again, you could reach Isabel by going to growyourbiz.com, growyourbiz.com. Isabel, you pave the way for women business owners and empower them to be better at what they do in running their businesses. You're a champion, helping everyone get their business to the next level. Make sure you go to growyourbiz.com. And this is David Kogan with Alliances.